You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Your thoughts on the latest Yahoo Sports story detailing the middleman. Apparently in the Will Wade transcript. Take your phone calls, thoughts, and comments there as well. Don't forget, if you're having trouble listening to us over on the radio today, little tower work. We try to get Jordan the intern to go be a part of the construction project that's going on over there, and we chickened out. Apparently you're afraid of heights. You didn't want to get up there?
No, I'm really handy with my hands, but
right.
You know, I'm just not used to radio signals. Yeah, radio signals.
Like
yeah, radio
signals. You
didn't
want to get electrocuted?
Wires.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would have been fun, though.
Climbing that thing? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. What if we
then
put, a plate of wings at the top of the tower?
I could just be here and get my wings.
Just make sure you're, like, Instagramming live or something when you get electrocuted.
Wow. You and me just
it's about harm against me.
It's
about the ratings. It's about the betterment of the station. That's how it works. Just remember that. In case you you do want to listen to us a little bit better, best way is to do that, join the intern.
Tune in radio or my tuner app. You can live stream us there, or you go to SoundCloud after 3 o'clock, and you could listen to a replay of the show.
All right, so the Yahoo story breaking in the last hour, detailing the middleman. And again, I've tweeted the story if you want to go check it out. Lots of detail in there. Shannon Foreman reportedly from Yahoo Sports, the middleman between Christian Dawkins and also Will Wade. So you can go check out that story. We'll talk a lot more about that. And also the big NFL story. Robert Quinn apparently going to the Cowboys. 1 year deal. Both teams have the parameters in place for a trade. The Saints also visited Robert Quinn back on Monday. So he chooses Dallas on reportedly a 1 year deal. Speaking of the Saints, let's bring in our next guest, Mr. Mike Neighbors. Covers your New Orleans Saints, of course, for CST. Has a new podcast out. It's pretty cool. Done That Podcast, right? Is that what it is, Mike?
Yeah, that's the handle on Twitter. How you doing, Gus? It's Been There, yeah. Done That Podcast,
okay.
With myself and former Saints linebacker Scott Chandler.
Sounds good, man. What have you guys been doing on these podcasts? It's been fun seeing the different guests, including Marcus Colston lately.
Yeah, what we're trying to do, you know, Gus, there's so many Saints podcasts out there. We wanted to be different, kind of separate ourselves a little bit. And, you know, the Sean Payton, Drew Brees era has been so special. It's so unique in the NFL. I mean, the only thing like it is Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. But it's still going on. There's so many players out there, former players, obviously current players, that we could have on to talk about this era. And we wanted to have a podcast where if we tape something with Marcus Colston, which we just did this week, you could listen to it in July, and it would still be impactful, or maybe even a year from now. It's kind of a capsule of the era that's still ongoing. You know, our first one was with Zach Streif, and then we've had Jim Henderson on, we've had Roman Harper on. You know, so we've had some really good guests, and we're going to have a lot more coming up.
You know, you mentioned Roman Harper and Colston, two really staples and really kind of guys that you would say really set the way for the Sean Payton way, I guess is what I'm trying to get at, get the words out of my mouth properly, in terms of leadership, in terms of doing it right, overcoming things when you look at Marcus Colston and his career getting into it, and really just the value of leadership so much so that Sean Payton brought Roman Harper back for at least a year to kind of reset things before he stopped playing.
Yeah, it's almost you can connect the dots with so many of these guys, and we want to talk about their journey, you know, into the NFL, back from their high school days, their college days, good Saints stories behind the scenes, and really what they're doing now. And it's funny you mentioned those two guys, because Marcus Colston is such an entrepreneur now. I mean, he's on CNBC all the time. He's speaking to business schools, even locally at UNO recently. And we had Roman Harper on before that, and he kind of busted on Marcus Colston, saying he didn't say a word in the locker room, and now he's speaking to all these people. So we were able to play that clip to Marcus Colston in our latest podcast and get his reaction. So, you know, it's you know, we've heard all the stories of Marcus Colston. Obviously, he was never a Pro Bowler, which is remarkable. You know, he was a seventh-round pick, a guy who wasn't drafted. But we kind of go deeper in these podcasts to get, you know, why is Marcus Colston the kind of guy who never really celebrated after a touchdown? You know, who was the most impactful guy for him? We actually just taped one with Lance Moore we're going to have next week, and Lance Moore talks about a turning point in his career. So we've heard a lot of these stories, but in these podcasts, we go a little deeper.
You know, it's interesting. Speaking with Mike Nabors, covers the Saints for CST, does a podcast, been there, done that with Scott Shanley and other former Saints here as well. You know, one of the things that I've enjoyed in talking with Scott over the last several seasons, and especially since he started doing that work with CST, is the analysis and comparisons to really, I guess, call it take two, really, with Sean Payton in the last several seasons, in comparisons to what they did to make that run to the Super Bowl. So many different things you can kind of point at, Mike, and say, look, this is how it started back then between 2006, 2009, and you can kind of see a lot of similarities with what you're seeing with the Saints right now.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the wide receiver position. You know, you had the mainstays for so long, and Robert Meacham and Devery Henderson and Colston and Lance Moore, and now you're having the second act of the Sean Payton era where everybody's saying, well, he's the next Colston, or he's the next Lance Moore, or he's the next Meacham. So that shows the, you know, kind of the endurance of this era. I mean, how long Sean Payton's been around, how long Drew Brees has been around. And, yeah, I think the formula has worked. It obviously, they had to tweak the locker room at some points. They learned that, you know, you couldn't have this type of guy in the locker room, and I think they've reinvented themselves that way. But, yeah, Shanley's the perfect guy for this podcast because he's still, you know, in tune with the current Saints, working with CST and myself. But obviously he played for so many years, and in that Super Bowl year with the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, no doubt. One of the things I can't wait to listen to the entire podcast is, you know, with Colston, the latest one, again, been there, done that. It's interesting you ask him, when did you know that you're done? You know, what moment? Is there a time? Is there a place? Is it on the football field? Is it, you know, it's Thursday, Wednesday, and you're not recovering as fast from the game before? Was that an interesting response from Marcus Colston?
Yeah, it really was. And there's so many layers to that, too, because every football player, and Shanley will tell you this, and most players will tell you this, they not only maybe, you know, foresee that time coming, but then they wonder, what am I going to do after football? And you see some players handle it better than others. Well, Colston kind of had a plan, and he outlines that in the podcast, but he also knew physically when it was time. When he reported to training camp, felt okay, but he knew he couldn't do the things he used to. And Shanley remarked in the podcast, you know, he had a game where he just missed a play, and he knew he could have made that play 3 years prior. So there's all, I mean, to me, what makes this podcast unique is are the guests that we have and the questions that we ask them, the perspective we get, and then Shanley can identify with a lot of things they're saying. So he's the perfect complement to me in hosting this podcast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speak with Mike Nabors. You know, Mike, one of the things that that is going to be interesting as we move forward at some point in time from you-know-who, number nine. Part of what you do with CST is you get a chance to talk to him after every game. So you've talked to him since he's been here. Do you kind of see him understanding and accepting how rare these opportunities are? And, you know, it, as tough as it's got to be for a fan to come back from seeing that no call, I can't imagine that conversation you had with him after the championship game.
Well, you know, Drew, he's always going to be classy, and he's even classier after a loss more so than a win because, as Zach Streif said in our first podcast, the reason he was so good with the media was in part because he felt like he had to be a leader on that football team and speak for guys that maybe didn't have a good game or speak for guys who didn't want to talk about bad games. But the one thing I've seen in Brees, we saw it a few years ago when he came out the Greenbrier and he said emphatically, I want to play till I'm 45. Well, you don't hear those predictions anymore. What you hear, though, is that I'm having the most fun I've ever had. And I think part of that is he's been able to soak it in. He's soaking it in because, you know what, his kids are older. They can enjoy it. When we did our CST post-game show and, you know, he broke Manning's record for the all-time passing yards. All his sons were there staying up way past their bedtime. He was loving every minute of it. I mean, he's loving that the kids are kind of soaking this in. And I think Drew's soaking it in. And when he says he's having more fun, I think that's because he knows the days are numbered a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mike, again, tell the folks how they can go get the podcast before I ask you one or two questions from over there in Tampa.
Yeah, you can check us out. We're on Podbean, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play, we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, and you can check us out on Twitter, at Dundad Podcast. And like I said, Marcus Colston is up now. You can see our past episodes. We had Deuce McAllister, who was great, Roman Harper, Zach Streep, Jim Henderson, and Lance Moore is next week, and Reggie Bush is already committed. So we're going to have a lot of heavy hitters coming up.
Nice. That's fantastic, man. Thanks, Mike. I got to ask you, though, Bruce Arians, the new head coach over there in Tampa, you cover them for Pewter Pirates as well. So kind of, I love it, man. You're sort of like the double spy. You know, you can tell us exactly what's going on with the Yuccaneers over there. It's interesting because, look, I look at this division coming up. I like the Saints free agency moves. I like them a lot. Look at Atlanta. Look, I think them getting healthy puts them in competitive spirit. We don't know what's going to happen with Cam Newton and shoulder surgery, and a lot of their moves have kind of been like, eh, you know. What's the feeling like in Tampa with the new head coach over there?
Well, they love Bruce Arians. There's a lot of buzz around him. He's great with the media. He's great with the fans, and he has that proven track record that guys like Dirk Cutter and Greg Schiano and Raheem Morris, and, you know, there's so many coaches since John Gruden left. He has what they didn't have. Now, I like what Sean Payton said at the owners' meetings, that the first day of free agency is more April Fool's than Christmas Day. And the problem with the Bucs, Gus, is they've had too many April Fool's days when it comes to free agency, and especially the draft. I mean, we've seen it with the Saints. You can get all these great free agents, and the Saints have done a good job of having complimentary parts, but you build your team in the draft. And the Bucs have had bad drafts. They haven't hit on free agency. I mean, Bruce Arians can be great with the media as a helicopter flies over me. I'm sorry about that. Bruce Arians can be great, but the bottom line is he's got to fix Jameis Winston. And, you know, all the bad draft picks and all the bad moves in free agents, it's going to take time to overcome that. So it'll be interesting to see how fast that happens.
Quan Alexander, how big a loss was he signing that four-year, $54 million deal away from Tampa Bay?
Oh, they didn't want to lose him. That guy, everybody will say it, he's the heartbeat of that Bucs defense. I mean, he's a guy that may be general manager Jason Light's best draft pick. I mean, the fact they got Quan Alexander in the fourth round was a steal. So, I mean, to me, he was a guy they didn't want to lose, but because he was coming off an injury, and it's like April Fool's Day, Sean Payton says, the Niners paid so much for him, the Bucs didn't have the cap room to bring him back at that figure. I think they could have been a little more creative, but yeah, that's a big loss for this Bucs defense. And then you look at a guy like Kendall Beckwith, who made an impact his rookie season, but then was in that car accident. His future's kind of in doubt too. So there's a lot of question marks on the Bucs with the Bucs on both sides of the ball.
The reason I bring that up, you know where I'm going, right? Because your number one priority for Saints fans is to convince Bruce Arians and everyone over there that Devin White's terrible. He's absolutely not what they need to pick at five in the NFL draft. Go ahead. Look, LSU, just like the Saints, they don't like him. They can't play. Go ahead and pick somebody else. Go receiver. They need somebody for Winston. Dude, I'm petrified Devin White's going to be playing the Saints like Deion Jones does twice a year.
Well, you know, last year the Bucs' chic pick was Derwin James, you know, the safety out of Florida State, and they didn't go with him. He ended up being, you know, an all-pro. I'll say this, though. As much as the Saints get, you know, criticized for not picking LSU guys, the Bucs pick LSU guys all the time. I just mentioned Quan Alexander. I mentioned Kendall Beckwith. They re-signed Kevin Minter in the offseason to come back. So it's quite an LSU linebacking pipeline to Tampa. So, yeah, that's the chic pick. But I know they need help on the defensive line, too, because they're going to a 3-4 with Todd Bowen. So I think right now, if, you know, Vegas odds are, you know, White's going to be the guy, but we'll see.
Mike Neighbors, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for jumping on today.
Anytime, my friend.
Yep. Follow Mike on Twitter, at Mike Neighbors, and don't forget that podcast, Been There, Done That. Just go ahead and type that in anywhere you go get all of your podcasts. The latest one they put up with was Marcus Colston. 800-998-1003. Would love to hear from you on the latest from Yahoo Sports. Matt Moscone is coming up here at 3 o'clock, has chimed in. I think, like a lot of LSU fans, kind of feel like there's a vendetta or something to go get people. He says, congrats on, quote, another, close quote, exclusive, Pat. Should I go ahead and set my reminder for 2 to 3 weeks from now when you release, quote, unquote, another exclusive of the full story you obviously have at Yahoo Sports, counting those clicks? I've asked this several times. What is it you want LSU to do? I think the handling on everybody's part has been difficult to understand in a lot of areas. And it's why I have been saying, I think if you're Will Wade and you know you're probably, again, on an FBI wiretap, this isn't speculation you are, when they release transcripts of the audio that's going to be played in a court of law in April, I might have just come out and done things a little differently. I'll tell you what I think I would have done when I come back. And I'd love to hear from you. 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio Nola. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeley Drive, over in Metairie. Are you getting wings today? What are you getting for lunch today? I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
Yeah.
That was the shrimp were the first thing I had to eat today.
Yeah. Oh, you poor thing. Wow.
I'll probably get a hamburger.
A hamburger.
Hamburger.
With bacon?
No.
It's terrible. The mic is done. 800-998-1003. Also, it's opening day, and we are still celebrating 3-28-19. We know what 3-28 stands for. That was the score before the Patriots came back 25 unanswered to beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl. Also, Jordan, you're going to give us our first two games as we're doing a bracket, first four games of the bracket of best Saints plays. Yep. Is that what we're going with?
I'll do that when we get back from the break.
All right, we'll do that next. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's a brand new year at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal on Ram at Ram Truck Month. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business. With Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans, choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400 or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery, get results.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. Do you think it's timing? Is it what you have a problem with? A couple of my friends are saying, enough already, just release the whole story if you have it. Stop doing it before the day of the game. Look, this is how it works. It's Sweet 16 Thursday, right? So where all the attention goes, yes, there's probably a business decision as to why that story of the latest, chapter in the Will Wade situation comes out. My thing that I want to look at is into this. Because Sean Miller supposedly is also on this, right? I mean, a couple of other coaches, supposedly more names. Why is it just LSU and Will Wade? That's what's interesting to me. That's what's something that is still unanswered to me. Even in the whole Dick Vitale going off on the Tigers and tweeting at halftime against Maryland over the weekend. Right? Like, why? Like, I keep asking myself, why would somebody that's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, why is a news outlet spending time from three reporters that are a part of this story? Three columnists. Pat Forty, Pete Thamel, Dan Wetzel. Why are three people focusing on one school? When supposedly there's multiple schools, supposedly there's multiple situations and multiple coaches involved in this. Why one school? It is interesting when you think about it from that perspective, right? Why is it just LSU that's coming out? Why is Dick Vitale watching a game at halftime and going, man, too bad for those kids because of the black cloud about, you get what I'm getting at? I mean, like, why? What is it that they know that we don't know? Why is it just being released the way it is? I can understand that. Go ahead and just release the story. Look, let's be honest. There's a very real reason, and if you want to blame Yahoo them and do all of that, that's fine. Then you also have to blame Ian Rappaport. You also have to blame Adam Schefter. You also have to blame everybody else that on Sunday morning, Sean Payton calls him what? Sunday splash reports. Right? You guys know what I'm talking about. 7:30. 7 o'clock, you walk in the dog, you're getting up Sunday for breakfast. Before you go to the game, what happens? Somebody's going to get suspended. What happens? There's an injury. What happens? This guy's not going to play today. They called Sunday splash reports. Yeah, they probably knew that information Saturday night. Probably knew it Friday. Probably knew it Thursday. Why did they do it Sunday? Because it's game day. Because that's when all the focus and the attention happens. So, I guess what I'm trying to get at is this. I'm trying to understand LSU fans that are upset by timing of things. I'm trying to understand the reason LSU fans are upset at the fact that they're reporting this. Again, I'm still trying to get answers. Why the support 100% for Will? I get everybody else does. Look, I don't know if it was done the right way in a lot of different areas. The not meeting with the school officials, the not meeting with Joe Oliva, they're not strategizing to try to make this work. Because Sean Miller, right, he was dead to rights last year, missed games, then came back and coached. Still the coach at Arizona. Dollar amount, at least, was that I remember, right, with his story. Not in this one. This one is just a strong-ass offer, quote-unquote. What was the difference? Why is LSU being targeted? Why do you not hear anything else? That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's a little fishy to me. It's a little weird. It's a little odd. Why is the FBI showing Yahoo Sports certain transcripts of predominantly one university and one coach? Why? Is there more leading to it? Or are they trying to pressure LSU or Will Wade to try to go after bigger fish? You know what I'm getting? Like, I'm now starting to think of this sort of like, you know, CSI or Law and Order. Like, why is this just the lone story when supposedly there are other coaches, there are other schools, there are other situations going down? Why is it just LSU? That is strange. But that's a whole different issue from the fact that, again, more details are coming out of it. Look, a lot of the different thoughts are going through my head. And again, you can chime in. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Know if you'd like to come in there. Randy, give me 30 seconds. But these are some of the things that are popping in. Should LSU just fire Will Wade today? You suspended him based off another report. So you just sit there and say, like, you know what? Enough. Try to get it out of a distraction. He won't talk to you. Just move on. Move forward. Do you have cause now? Because I think this is what a lot of it was. Do you have just cause so you don't get sued? Do you have cause? Another thought in my head. This is exactly why when this first happened, I'm Will Wade, you approached this completely wrong. Even Patino did it. You come out and deny, or you come out and fight, you come out and point the finger the other way. Remember weeks ago, I said it here even on this show, I said, what I would have done if I'm Will Wade is I come out and I say, folks, this is reality, this is college basketball. I can't talk to top recruits unless I talk to the middleman. Because the middlemen are representing the families. They're essentially agents without a license. I can't go to their house. I won't get their number. Because families trust them before they trust me. I get this all the time. And I have to sift through what is real and what is not. Everybody wants something. All these AAU coaches, all these middle guys that say, you want to talk to Jordan? Jordan's really good from the three-point arc, but, you know, you're going to have to come through me. Family won't talk to you. I mean, that's reality. But come out and say that. I would have had a presser, and I would have laid the finger at the NCAA. I would have said, they know this happens. What am I supposed to do? I'm hired to win, but in order to win, I need players. In order to talk to players, I got to talk to a middle guy before I can even sit down in the living room and present my offers to why you should come to my university. Come out and do that. Then all of a sudden you have support from everybody and all the support. And then you have people claiming the NCAA is turning a blind eye. And again, at the very least, you come out and say that because then you remind everyone Dawkins is on trial, not Will Wade and LSU. Have Will Wade simply come out and say, I'm not taking questions because there's a federal investigation. But I think reporters should ask, why is it just my name? Why is it just this university that's being leaked? That's what I would have done. I would have come out and fought. I would have said, sure, I had to talk to him. But even as you hear in the wire transcripts, the offer wasn't good enough because they didn't tell the family the right things or they hid stuff. So no offer was made. Unless they got a snapshot or a duffel bag or something, you got no proof. A conversation's a conversation. But again, that's what you do. Come out and talk. But by staying quiet like this, you allow Yahoo, you allow everybody else to put evidence out there in a court of public opinion, you're done. When we come back, Randy, I promise right out of break, we'll go straight to you. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
At Progressive, we think your handbag business with a reversible top notch is top notch. In fact, there's no other notch at the tippity top your top notch doesn't top. But even at the top, you didn't stop. You copped Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of expertise helping non-stop and top-notchers notch spots at the top. Now, break out your stopwatch and hopscotch to ProgressiveCommercial.com. Because this is one opportunity you don't want to botch. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives and communities nationwide, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists? These drugs, such as oxycodone or codeine, can be addictive and are often prescribed after wisdom teeth removal. For many young people, wisdom teeth extraction often represents their first exposure to opioid medications. To help reduce your risk of misuse or the risk for a loved one, If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days. Using over-the-counter pain relievers such as a combination of ibuprofen and acetaminophen, and properly disposing of all unused medications. That includes returning drugs to your pharmacy or mixing with water and an unappealing substance such as cat litter and putting in the trash. Recovery from opioid addiction requires a whole-person approach, addressing clinical, social, and community influences. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Thanks for holding on through the break. Randy, what you got for us?
What's going on, Gus?
What's going on, man?
Not much. That's perfect timing for that Yahoo Sports report to come out, huh?
Yeah, no, wait, look, I mean, there's a reason the timing is the way it is, but it's like I mentioned before, no one complains Sunday morning when Schefter, Ian Rappaport, and the likes, you know, give out their news.
Yeah, and it's really a shame because, I mean, all it is, it's just politics, basically. You know, it's just a politician getting caught at, you know, what politics is all about. But who I really feel for in all this is, you know, Bigby Williams and Tremont Waters and Naj Reid and the coaching staff and, you know, people who had nothing to do with this that, you know, have, you know, played this whole season and won the SEC. And now they're in a Sweet 16. And no matter if we beat Michigan State, if we beat Duke, we can win the whole damn thing. All they're going to do is they're going to take it all away from us. Will Wade's going to be fired. I guess he's already fired, but we have a AD who, he don't know what the hell he's doing. He proved that at Duke. I don't know what he's doing. And probably going to have sanctions, scholarships taken away from us. But I heard T-Bob and Collada off the bench this morning. Uh-huh. And they were saying that half the Sweet 16, eight teams, North Carolina has the big athletic scandal going on. Half the Sweet 16 right now has some type of form of the same
Auburn,
thing that LSU was doing.
Michigan State,
except for,
Auburn,
except
North
for,
Carolina. Yeah, keep going.
Right. Except for, like, all I can say is Will Wade is like the Ray Rice of it. Because, like, you know, you can say, oh, yeah, you know, Bill Self did this. You know, he's got text messages going back and forth through the Adidas camp and all that about kids and the coach from Arizona, you know, with the kid who plays for the Suns. But, you know, but since Will Wade, you know, he's on FBI wiretap, you know, they're making him out to be, you know, oh, well, we got proof, you know, so we're going to throw it all on a school that's a football school, and we're going to let the Blue Buds, you know, basically, you know, show them, hey, don't do it this way, you know, and learn from LSU. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not fair to the kids who had nothing to do with this.
Let me ask you this: What would you do if you're Oliva right now?
Well, I heard you asking why doesn't Will Wade come out and say anything? I think Will Wade knows a lot more than what, you know, anybody knows. And I think he knows a lot more about a lot of coaches. I think he has a lot of dirt on a lot of coaches. And I think that he's waiting until this does go to federal trial so he could say, okay, you know what? You know, you got me on this, but I know this, 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 and this on these schools. So if you're going to do this to me and you're going to fire me and you're going to do this, then you're going to have to, then I'm going to take everybody out with me. And I'm fine with that. Now, as far as Oliva, he proved what type of, what type of really person he is at Duke. Look how he handled the Duke scandal. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you this. If your son played for the LSU basketball team right now, yeah, how would you feel for your son?
No, look, I hear you, but here's the issue that I'm having with this, and it's on the same line with you, right? Are the adults doing everything they need to do to rectify this one way, shape, or form? Or look, you know what's happening right now, Randy, is everyone's trying to cover their rear end as best possible, right?
And that's Oliva is the main one that's doing
okay,
that.
But hear me out, though, Randy. Shouldn't everybody involved have the right to try to do that for their sake? If you're Oliva, should he not try to keep his job? If you're the school, should you not try to stay out of the sanctions as much as you can? And if you're Will Wade, you're going to try to, you know, continue to get paid. You're probably going to try to make sure that at the end of all of this, you can still get another job in college basketball. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what you're seeing right now is everyone is trying to come out looking like either they didn't know or they weren't told or they're cooperating as much as they can so they don't get the axe. I mean, that's what it comes across to me.
Well, I think a big part of it has to do is, too, is we, you know, besides what was leaked out today, is we really don't know what was on, you know, fully on tape. I mean, if we really knew it, you know, 100% what was said back and forth, word for word, you know, offer, we can, but we don't know 100% of what's on that tape. So, you know, I think there is stuff that Will Wade knows that Oliva doesn't know. And, you know, like you were saying, like it's a CSI type of deal. I think that Will Wade knows stuff and he's just sitting back not saying anything. But I will say this. While the Sweet 16 is being played and LSU's in a tournament and all, Oliva's definitely sitting back with his feet up on his desk and he's accepting all the extra income, you know, revenue that's coming in from the, you know, from the basketball, you know, department this year. So I'll say this. Will Wade deserves his bonus for winning the SEC because he did win the SEC. He deserves the bonus that he gets, the incentive he gets for making it into the NCAA tournament, which he did. And for, you know, however many wins, you know, over 20 wins. And I'm a fan of Will Wade. He's only been here for 2 years, and the clown that they had, Johnny Jones, was here for 5 or 6 years. Couldn't even make it to the NCAA tournament with Ben Simmons. So as far as I'm concerned, Will Wade just did what everybody else is doing. He just got caught, but he deserves what was in his contract. And that's why he's not speaking, because he wants his money and what's guaranteed to him. And I don't blame him. I would want what's guaranteed to me, too.
All right, Randy, thank you for the phone call. 800-998-1003, for sure. Appreciate it. Brian, thanks for giving us a buzz and wanting to chime in. What you got, bud?
I tried to stay off the phones, Gus. I just wanted to listen. I wasn't going to say anything. And then I heard Randy's phone call, and I almost snapped just now because it's another delusional LSU fan crying and complaining like something is wrong. I can't stand it sometimes. Which is why I often pro football and tell you I'm an Alabama fan. But what I always want to ask, because so many LSU fans keep trying to defend Will Wade in this situation, if this was an LSU, would you be saying the same thing? We all know the answer is no. Just shake your head no right now. Just raise your hand and admit, if this was Alabama or any rival school that you had a problem with and they were going through it, you wouldn't. Oh, they should give them the benefit of the doubt. Any of that, you'd be saying, fire him, get him out of there. We don't want to see him. Whatever rationale you want to come up with, stop crying like little baby. Put your and Matt Moscone. This goes for you too. Stop complaining at everybody else. Stop the displaced anger. Stop deflecting. Stop trying to tell us that everyone else is doing it. Put the focus where it belongs. If everybody's doing it, and Will Wade, that's even a bigger problem because everybody's doing it and he got caught. How the hell do you get caught and everybody's? Please explain this to me because it's a difficult time grasping it right now. Joe Oliva is supposed to take care of Will Wade, not himself. That man has his own family. If it's my job or yours and I'm your supervisor, little buddy, you gone. I'm sorry. I don't care about your job. I have to pay my bills and take care of my family. I don't understand where it's coming from. Is this a displaced thing because Joe Oliva has made so many mistakes with LSU football? as a basketball savior, you want to keep him around? Guess what? Will Wade got busted. You don't know what happened. He does. Smart does. Oliva knows to a certain extent, but the FBI knows, and there's no reason in the world why Pat Ford is just going to kick back with his feet up and say, you know what? I'm going to release this information for the hell of it. He has to know something. Dickie V ain't on national TV in Sweden about LSU players and how he feel bad for him because he doesn't know something. Come on, guys, stop this. If this wasn't LSU, you wouldn't be feeling this way. We all know this. The only people that are delusional is LSU fanboy pumping their fist because fight. Program is on par with the baseball and football program. Guess what? Will Wade was going to leave you in a year or two anyway. Stop crying. God, y'all make me sick. But it's okay. I love you anyway. I'll be here to throw you all later. Thanks for paying attention.
There he goes. Right in the least. Again, I think one legit question for sure, though, is why is it just LSU that's being leaked out of this entire investigation? Are you? And that's what, right? I mean, again, this is why if I'm Will Wade, I would have got on top of this. I would have said, is my testimony the only thing that's going to keep Dawkins in and out of jail? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I the key witness here? I mean, where are the other schools? Why? I don't know. I'm going to come out on top instead of a lot more of the other different things here as well. Jimmy, what you got for us here on the Sports Hangover?
Hey, what's up, guys? Will Wade's going to be crucified, sadly, it looks like. I think tomorrow's game is going to be a big test for the interim coach. Because, mm-hmm. Izzo's kind of like the Nick Saban of college basketball. So he's going to be prepared. I'm concerned. But we have the talent to match up with anybody in this tournament. And, we're looking forward to that. I think a lot of players are going to probably go pro after this year. But, yeah, he's going to get crucified. It's sad because Wade was, man, he was a prodigy at his age. I wanted to formally invite you tonight to the Pelicans game, though, Gus. You, Brian, Nola East, everybody. They got tickets online for $1. A dollar, Gus, on Subhub. Bring your whole family. The upper deck is totally empty. And the game the other night, yeah. I think they're closing the concessions at halftime. It's sad. It's sad. So all y'all come out. It's $1 tickets on Subhub right now. Pelicans and Kings tonight. Come on out. Tickets on me.
Jeffrey, where do you sit? I'm sorry, Jimmy, where do you sit? Oh, I was trying to get I was trying to get an area for him to do so. I don't know. It's interesting. Join the intern. What are you doing Saturday, by the way?
What am I doing Saturday?
Yeah, what are you doing Saturday?
Probably just going to be home.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you know better if I went Saturday? Monster Jam.
Ooh.
Yeah, see what's in front of us right there, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Charlie, you know what he does over there?
He drives monster trucks.
Yeah, see that jersey? What does it say?
Gold Digger. That was my favorite.
Gold Digger is a completely different thing than Grave Digger.
Wait, I say Gold Digger?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I meant to say Grave Digger.
He got nervous. I understand. You get this all the time. Little nervous. I get it. I understand. Funny story. We'll talk with the driver of Grave Digger here in a little bit, top of the 2 o'clock hour. So we're live at Vinny's. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. And again, we'll take more of your phone calls. Again, I keep looking at the comments of everyone on Matt's tweet or just on the Yahoo story, and it looks like LSU fans are more upset about the timing and the release of the news and the story than actually what's in it. Look, I hear you. I think it stinks, which is why if I'm LSU, I would have done something one way or another. Either I'm throwing my support 100% behind him, or I'm moving on. And the reason why I say that is because if you go follow, we have him on all the time, Jacques Doucet, Tony Benford, Javonte Smart, they were asked about it at Media Day just a little bit ago. It's now become a distraction. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Colonel Baseball is back on your flagship station for Nichols Athletics.
Strikeout, now a throw to second. Mac Odom, he's out. Game over. Colonel's closed. 11-game winning streak over for Sam Houston State.
Tune in as the Dirty Red compete in Southland Conference play on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Our radio broadcast is sponsored by Firehouse Subs, Joseptic Contractors, Vision Communications, and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, inviting you to take a Louisiana staycation. Do you know the story of the Baroness de Pontalva? Learn how she helped design Jackson Square and the impact her life had on the French Quarter at the Cabildo now. You have a sports fan in the family? The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches is just a ticket. One of 9 museums that tell thousands of stories to feed your soul. Plan your family staycation at one of our great museums in Louisiana at LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa Know-How.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to tackle that brake job. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralask brake bundle has the proven tough pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Started at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GeauxSpine.com to make an appointment today.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, so you can see I'm not making this up. And I just showed Charlie Paulkin. Did I say that right? Paulkin's your... Okay. So, yeah, drives Gravedigger. And we're going to talk with him at the top of the hour. So one of Carver's favorite toys he plays with is a little purple monster truck. And there is. That's me and him this morning before I walked out playing with a little purple monster truck. You saw it just now.
I just saw it. Just showed it. Just show me the picture.
Yeah, there it is. 800-998-1003. It's pretty cool. I don't know if you've seen a lot of the videos of it. They like do tricks and wheelies off of the ramps and all.
The toy car?
No, not the toy
the
car.
The actual one.
Yeah,
hey, okay,
he
yeah.
actually does that.
Just
yeah.
making sure.
So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. If you want to come by and meet Charlie. The driver of Gravedigger. Well, he'll be here. We're going to talk to him in the top of 2 o'clock hours. He'll be here another, you know, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes. 800-998-1003 is the number to call if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Again, kind of talking about some of the big news of the day. A, it looks like Robert Quinn will be a pass rusher for your Dallas Cowboys. 1 year deal. They're finalizing that, in that trade. Dallas and Miami. Again, look, I think it came to compensation one way, shape, or form, not only for Robert Quinn, but also keep this in mind for draft picks. Now, look, maybe for the Saints, you're a little hesitant to give a multiple draft picks and a lot of money from somebody that's only going to sign a one-year deal. You know what I'm saying? So there was a lot of talk there. Robert Quinn wanted a little bit more money from that as well. Pat Forty, Pete Thamel, and Dan Wetzel, all three contributing to the latest Yahoo exclusive that details the middleman in which Will Wade was referring to the agent wannabe guy, Christian Dawkins, that's under investigation. I say he's a convicted felon. And it's Shannon Foreman, Yahoo Sports is saying, a guy that's been tied to Javonte Smart. You see Naz Reid's name in the story here as well. And you can, look, again, I've retweeted it. You can go over there and check it out. In addition to the Foreman, Foreman also has a connection to John Calipari. Again, this is why... One of the things that I have been saying throughout all this is why if I'm Will Wade, I would have come out a little bit sooner. If I'm LSU, I'm like, what, you know, what, why is it about us? Are there other universities? You know, why is the FBI leaking this? I mean, you know, I thought this was an investigation. You know what I'm saying? Like, point some fingers. I mean, do something instead of just sitting there and taking it or more importantly, being accused. I mean, cause it comes across and it seems like my wife was confused. She's like, when did Will Wade get arrested? Because it looks like he's on trial. That's my whole point. He's being subpoenaed to testify about what he knew about Dawkins. About what he knew about this guy. It's not him. And that's why I think it's been a mistake from the get-go. But Foreman's Twitter account, per the Yahoo story, full of references to Smart's performances this season. Also, a 24/7 sports story from April 2017 mentions Foreman as Smart's trainer and notes that Foreman played collegiately at Memphis for John Calipari. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. You know what John Calipari coaches, don't you?
He coaches college basketball.
Where?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. The story predicts that Smart may be Kentucky's safest bet in the 2018 class. It's interesting that this has finally come out in this story. I've said this before. I've had an inkling and people have suggested. All of this got going. Because you're right. To the people that call and say it's happening everywhere, Gus. Everyone, you're right. You're absolutely right. There's a hierarchy. There's a going rate. And I, you know, when you get referenced of Will Wade out cashing or trying to out cash the other cheaters, it's when it rubbed the wrong way. Again, that's one belief out there. Another belief is what I just told you. John Calipari thought Javonte Smart was coming to Kentucky. Got outcashed. Bothered him. Started this. That's a theory out there as to why Will Wade went down. Right? Now, Smart in the past quantified the relationship with Foreman, who coached him in middle school, this way. Quote, he's my mentor. He's real close to me and he looks out for me. He's been there most of my life. When I really got into basketball, he was there for me. When I really started to focus on basketball, he was always there for me. In addition to the Foreman-Calipari connection, Smart had begun playing AAU ball with Houston Hoops, a reliable pipeline to Kentucky in recent years. De'Aaron Fox, Jared Vanderbilt, 2019 commit Tyrese Maxey. Yeah, 2 months later, Smith committed to LSU. But you just heard that, right? Again, there's no coincidence that, quote-unquote, this middleman has a hoops academy, an AAU team that, quote, is a Kentucky pipeline. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is why. If I'm Will Wade, I'm LSU, I'm like, this, you really want to know what it's like? Fine. And I mean, pull the curtain back, man. If Will Wade comes out to the LSU fans that are defending him right now, imagine the defense by not only maybe him, but the university if he comes out with Joe Oliva by his side, with, you know, President King by his side at a presser of your doing, right? And you shape the narrative. And you say, I was hired to win. This is what you got to do to win. Yes, you got to recruit guys. It's all about talent. It's why LSU, I know, look, a lot of people are going Johnny Jones and all that. Johnny Jones didn't get these players. Why? Well, there's a procedure in order to get those players. You got to talk to them first in order to get to those camps, in order to get conversations and time with them. You just heard what Javonte Smart, at least in the quote, how he referenced these people. Like Foreman. He's like a mentor to me. I've been with them since middle school. He coached me. They trust them. They trust them more than a college coach is going to come in off of a flight or out of a rent-a-car and try to tell them why they need to come to their program. That's the first thing you've got to understand and realize. So they trust them. And those guys sometimes don't tell them the whole meaning. They're getting money from shoe companies. They're getting gear to give to these kids in AAU camps. They're giving budgets and money to put up these parents during quote-unquote camps. And guess who goes to those camps? The coaches. They get to watch five-on-five and scrimmages of literally the best players. It's a circle. The NCAA knows that. It's the reason the FBI is now going after the shoe companies one by one. for doing this. Because they're giving money to these guys. They're not reporting it. It's not being taxed. See, these AAU coaches get to keep what they don't spend. So if I give you, Joey, $60,000 to try to, you know, take care of Jordan's family, but you put him in a couple of hotels that aren't that expensive, you give him a budget, go to Applebee's, let's say you spend 20 of the 60, you keep the 40.
Motel 6.
You know? Motel 6, there you go. But that's my point. Instead of renting him a car that's, you know, kind of nice, here you go. A little
cash.
Little two-door.
Prius.
Yeah, Prius, there you go. But those AAU guys get to keep the rest from the shoe companies. So, yeah, they're invested, all right. They're invested in finding and accruing talent. They're invested in becoming best friends with coaches. I just think if you got ahead of all of this, you could have gotten into this. You could have turned it around on Yahoo. For everyone that's upset that Yahoo put the story out, then you could have come out and be like, why is Yahoo just talking about my university? You know? I mean, in the story, it says this guy is the pipeline of Kentucky. Where's the story on Kentucky? You know, where's Joe Oliva out there saying right now, where's Kentucky's story? That's what you could have done. They haven't. Now where do you go from here? It's unfortunate today before the Tigers play again. Sports Hangover Hour number 2 is next. When we come back, he drives. Gravedigger. We'll speak to Charlie Paulkin next on ESPN New Orleans.